Welcome as you join us for worship on the week beginning the 5th of July 2020. My name is Fiona and I'm the parish minister in Kay Park Parish Church in Kilmarnock. Some of you will be joining us by listening through the dedicated telephone line, others watching on your mobile, your laptop or your iPad. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, perhaps having a cup of tea, sitting in your favourite chair, you are very welcome. We come to be still and to know that we are loved and held in the palm of God's hand. The psalmist writes in Psalm 145, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." We worship together now.
Is from Matthew's account of the life of Jesus in chapter 11, verses 25 to 30, taken from the Message paraphrase. Listen for God's word. Jesus broke into prayer. "Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You've concealed your ways from sophisticates and know-it-alls, but spelled them out clearly to ordinary people. Yes, Father, that's the way you like to work." Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. "The Father has given me these things to do and say." This is a unique Father-Son operation, coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I am ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As a child, I had a collection of the Mr. Men books. Those were written by Roger Hargreaves. Some of the titles that I can remember were Mr. Strong, Mr. Grumpy, Mr. Happy, Mr. Tickle. But one I was thinking about this week was Mr. Worry. Mr. Worry worried about everything, and he even worried about worrying. And some of you may be smiling as you think about that, because you may feel that that describes you just now. I would say that I do worry. Sometimes the worries are about the state of the world that we're living in. I worry about violence and crime. I worry about the lack of food and clean water for so many in our world. The images from Yemen last week of the desperate poverty that so many are caught in after the war and the violence there. I worry about that. I worry about reading all the documents that I need to read to make sure that I oversee the opening of our church building in the correct and proper way. I worry that these online services are reaching people and helping people. I worry about those who feel forgotten in the midst of all that has happened with lockdown. And of course, there are personal things that I worry about as well. The Bible speaks right into the story of our lives. Earlier on in Matthew's Gospel, we read from the lips of Jesus himself the words, "Do not worry about your life." And in this morning's reading, we are told to come to him. Sometimes one of the feelings that we get with worry is that we're worn down, we're tired, and we're weary. Jesus says, "Come to me." Listen to these words. "I'm worried, Lord. More than I've ever been in my life. I know I shouldn't be. People are always telling me not to be. But I just can't help it. The more I struggle to stay calm, the more worried I become. It just adds another anxiety to all the rest. And there are enough of those already. So many anxieties and worries about health, about money, about work, about family. Never allowed a moment's peace. Time and again, despite my efforts, I catch myself brooding, haunted by a multitude of questions about the future. And all the time the spectre grows of life spinning out of control. It's easy to say, 'Don't worry, everything will be all right.' But Lord, what if it isn't? What if my fears come true? What then, Lord?" And listen to how God replies. "My child, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? That's right, don't worry. But before you jump down my throat, stop and listen to me. I'm not pretending everything will come good, for I know it doesn't sometimes, all too rarely for my liking. And I'm not saying that your fears are unfounded, for sadly, some of them probably aren't. But what I am telling you is this. The only thing worry will change is you for the worse. It won't make you feel any better that somehow you have everything sorted. It won't stop your fears coming true, still less help you face them. On the contrary, it will suck you dry, sap you of all energy, rob you of the very strength you need to face the crisis. That's one reason I tell you not to worry, because I see what it does to you, and I know it achieves so little. But there's another reason, more important still. For the main thing is, I love you. I understand your weariness. I understand that you are worn. I know your needs and I care for your welfare. I cannot promise you that everything will be well, but what I can guarantee is this, that whatever you face, however many nightmares come true, I will always be with you, come what may, to see you through. It's not easy for us living in these days. There is so much to worry about. And even the way we are separated makes it difficult for us, because sometimes the way we cope is by sharing those worries, by simply being together. Jesus says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." Take time today to read those words from Matthew's Gospel in chapter 11 at verse 25. Perhaps get a piece of paper, write down the particular worries that you have that are weighing on you and causing you to be weary and worn at this time. Lay those things before God. And remember that in the Lord Jesus, we have one who comes to us and says to us, you need to rest. Listen for his voice. Trust in him. And know that he will be with you and will carry you through. Amen.
In Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, and what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Take it to the Lord. cleanse the spies, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. For in his arms he'll take and shield thee, and thou wilt find the solace there. Oh, 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 our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
I was reminded this week of these words from Genesis, in Genesis chapter 6, where we read, "The Lord saw how great people's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made people on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain." As we come to bring our prayers to God this morning, we come to a God who knows the pain of being human, a God who sees the brokenness of our world and our community and our lives, and longs to bring his healing and new life to all. We bring our prayers in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Loving God, sometimes we are overwhelmed as we listen to the news, as we hear the stories of what is happening in the lives of people known to us and those who may be far away, but who are still part of our common humanity. Lord, there must be times when you are grieving with such pain as you look on the evil that you see. Lord, we come to pray for this broken world. And as we pray, we ask, Lord, that you would help us to see and to know the ways in which we can bring hope and healing in your name. Lord, especially this morning, we think of those who are weary. Those who are weary from this time of lockdown. Lord, renew their strength. Lord, we pray for those who are in positions of authority and are weary of making decisions. Lord, give to them clarity of thought and wisdom. Lord, we pray for those who are weary of the poverty in which they are living. And as we think of their weariness, may our lives be touched and changed from ways of greed and selfishness to ways of generosity and community. Lord, we pray for those who are weary because of ill health in body mind or spirit. Lord, comfort them and be near to those who love and look after them. Loving God, you love us. And in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have walked the road that we walk. Encourage our hearts this day, O Lord, and hear us now as we bring the cries of our hearts to you. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. And now together we pray in the words that the Lord Jesus gave to his first followers, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Sing of the Lord's goodness, Father of all wisdom, come to him and bless his name. Mercy he has shown us, his love is forever, faithful to the end of days. Come then, all you nations, sing of the Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Bring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. Power he has wielded, honor is his garment, risen from the snares of death. His word he has spoken, one bread he has broken, new life he now gives to all. Come then, all you nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Sing out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. Courage in our darkness, comfort in our sorrow, Spirit of our God most high. Solace for the weary, pardon for the sinner, splendor of the living God. Come then, all you nations, sing of your Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Bring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. Praise him with your singing, praise him with a trumpet, praise God with a lute and horn. Praise him with the cymbals, praise him with your dancing, praise God to the end of days. Come then, all you nations, sing of the Lord's goodness, melodies of praise and thanks to God. Bring out the Lord's glory, praise him with your music, worship him and bless his name. Bless his name.
The blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and upon all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you. end of another week's filming, and it's time for coffee in the favourite llama mug. Believe it or not, next Sunday will be the 12th of July. And what we'd like to do next Sunday is have an online gathering for worship that is accessible for people of all ages, particularly our toddlers and our children in church. So we invite everyone as usual, but if you have babies, toddlers, children, hopefully there will be something that will speak to them as we share together in our worship next Sunday. Until then, God bless you and watch over you all.